Yeah, great to talk some tennis. Great that we are talking about tennis with this gentleman to start the year, but it is a bit prickly around the place. So, Roger, good morning to you. What's happening in the tennis world, and the tennis family, with seeing these reports of some players? Is it acceptable behaviour or unacceptable behaviour?
Good morning. I think in some circumstances it's emotional behaviour, just a reaction. With the emotions that run through the body, is it acceptable? I don't think so in the current climate. There's no doubt about that. There were a couple of things that I didn't mind, and even with Novak's letter that he penned and request that he penned, there were a couple of things there which I think were pretty basic common sense things. If they could have been delivered, like having a piece of fitness equipment put in a room of the players that are in actually a heavy lockdown. But outside of that, I think any complaining or whinging from players or their teams, etc., around what the Australian quarantine conditions are and what our position is within the COVID system is that's unwarranted, and it's that's something they would have taken a look at, and realistically, the majority of them have put the gear in reverse and stepped back.
Well, Feb 8 is the kickoff date, isn't it, Roger? And if you look at the dates now, so what do you go? Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Takes them to early February. Would a week's preparation be enough in that hard lockdown? And I totally understand about an exercise bike being in the room. My mate came back from quarantine and he got one delivered, and he's he's just a punter. So is a week enough to get ready for a Grand Slam?
Well, we're all just punters. they just happen to do a job that's got a little bit of profile around it, and that shoots them around the world. But it is. I mean, they had a pre-season. So if you turn up to Australia on any given year and you haven't done a heavy pre-season and got your body ready and available for a full season of tennis, well, then you're underprepared, and that sort of sits on you. So 2 weeks in quarantine really doesn't do a lot of damage at all. In fact, I'd be pretty calm with a player that I would have under those circumstances. And as long as they mentally dealt with the situation of that 2 weeks well, when you put some stuff around that, I think they get through it pretty quickly. And you've got to remember also that tennis players travel the world. They're in hotel rooms a lot. They at times spend quite a bit of time on their own. So they do have a capacity to accept. I know these are these are stronger conditions, but they do have the capacity to accept and absorb all of that sort of stuff. And so I don't think it'll relate to a result. We've seen plenty of players as well, both on the men's and women's side, who have won titles, and they say they weren't able to practice much during the week. They weren't feeling that well, or they had injuries, or a player that's been best on ground in a rugby game and they hadn't trained all week because they had the flu and those sort of things. So I don't. It's more about what goes on upstairs more so than what they're trying to chase in a couple of weeks leading into a Grand Slam.
Now, I said at the start of the program, Roger, that Nick, he's lured me back in. I've been following him this year and some of his social, and he seems like he's talking a bit of sense. He's teed off again on Novak. First off, when did that all start? Has that been a sour relationship for a while? And what has he got? What can't he cop Novak?
I think it is. It's gone for a while now, and I don't know. We're all different beasts, and things get said in press conferences, and they get twisted around. And obviously, Nixon, he's happy to make some pretty strong comments, and he lives and dies by the sword, I think, as well, because there are actions on the that take place as well within that, and so too with Novak, and Novak's pretty strong about his opinions, and I guess through the COVID system, the COVID year that we're in, or the second year that we're in, going into this pandemic, there's probably situations that could have been dealt better with Novak, I guess, coming from Nick's perspective.
Mate, you mentioned about the quarantine periods that these guys have to go through now, and we've seen some social media from the players getting quite creative in that area, in that arena there, which is great because they have to, I suppose. How would you, if you were looking after players, how would you sort of keep them busy over that 2 week period?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, they can sleep in, can't they? So there's one option. You can sleep into, I'd say sleep into midday. Maybe change a little bit of those your time zone habits for a week because you've come from Europe, so maybe try and stay in that sort of zone and not have to acclimatise so quickly, because then sort of that looks after a little bit of the day. I'm not sure. I'm just that's a bit off the cuff stuff. I hadn't thought that one through, but at least it takes care of a little bit of your day, but it's having a daily routine. There are physical components that you can do throughout the course of the day. There's obviously connection through friends and family on Skype or FaceTime or all those sort of things that can look after things. And then there's some other preparation that you can do that's more theory. So you can watch it. You can watch a lot of your vision. You can be sent a lot of stuff to do. Plus, some people enjoy movies, so they can, they can watch a few of those. It, regardless of anything that you plan, and there'll be a bit of a roller coaster ride through that 2 weeks. There's no doubt about that. So you've got to accept that you will have moments where you sit in that pocket, and it's just what you're going to, when that happens. How do you trigger something and actually reverse that trend and not sit in that sort of hole for too long? And so. But I think the players are creative and they are doing things. I'd love them to each day deliver a little video that talks through maybe their childhood or the way they got to become an elite athlete, and so post those every day. So there's a bit of a storyline that's attached to their 2 weeks that young people can, young kids who follow them might be able to watch and find quite fascinating that was my journey, as a young 12-year-old or an 11-year-old, or I came from this upbringing and this is what's sort of taken place in my life. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I mean, we could be getting a 2 week life story through video from each player, and so we probably could learn a lot about the player, the individual, and where they've come from and their journey. If the tours could have potentially been creative in that way and gave a pretty good PR spin on the players that are here at the Australian Open.
A 2 week skill session as well for some juniors too on the way through, I imagine too.
There's all sorts of things they could be doing that's quite creative.
I'm sure Craig Tiley's listening right now. What about the men's players, especially, have they taken the early plea and about talking about reducing from 5 sets to 3 because of this lockdown? What's your take on that?
No, I think the Grand Slam should never move to that space. That's the beauty of a Grand Slam for the men's anyway, 5 sets. So I don't think so. I think the majority of players, will accept the conditions. And the reality is as well, in 5 set through the Grand Slam, I mean, a couple of years ago, the statistic was, it was 3.4 sets were played on average, out of five set tennis matches. So when you look at it that way, they're sort of 5 set matches going the journey are outliers. Most players don't play many during the year at all, and so I like the 5 set format. And as I said, if you think your physical condition is not going to be right because you're in a two week lockdown, well then. There's a lot to say about the way you're prepared in the off-season, I would have thought.
Roger, appreciate you talking to us. We're going to talk to you a lot more as this Open unfolds. Mate, are you in lockdown or are you in
I'm
Adelaide
in
still?
I'm on the south coast of Adelaide at the moment, near the beach. So I'm not in lockdown, though. No. So I'm in Adelaide. I'll make my way over there.
Perfect.
On about the 30th.
I keep seeing him, Berkey, with the Fords. He's got the deal with Jarvis Ford on his Instagram. He's got a new car every week.
Well done.
Henry Ford stuff.
Well,
it's outstanding.
No, well, it's an interesting story. I mean, I've had a relationship with them for 8 or 9 years now, and the Jarvis Group was the person who owns that whole company, and they have a whole lot of different manufacturers. He bought the Ford company from the Jarvis family, and when the father passed away, the wife said, "Oh, could you keep the name?" And so he's kept the name for 40 odd years.
Beautiful.
So it's pretty. Yeah, pretty good stand-up guy. Well,
if you have any spares, mate, just send them over. Get them on the truck, please.
What's your bet? You know, just let me know. Give me your list. Mate. I'll put them on.
Mate, take a 150.
Happy. We'll talk soon, Roger.
See you, boys.